The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
A block from the Boston Metro Station in Arlington, buses idle along street corners and food trucks linger outside partially deserted office buildings. This neighborhood is not what it once was, and you can tell by all those space available signs, like the one hanging in the windows of what used to be the Willow Restaurant.
And then this here is the old Willow, right?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. That's a lost icon. We missed that here in Arlington. It's a fine restaurant, and it certainly is. We feel the loss from the restaurant side as well as the streetscape side.
That's Michael Foster, a commercial property owner and prominent architect here in Arlington. He's talking about a restaurant that was forced to close because the office across the street closed. Two symptoms of a larger problem for Arlington. 8 million square feet of vacant office space.
Whether or not we ever fill that 8 million square feet is not likely. Some of it will get filled, some of it will get repurposed, and other will get redeveloped.
What's happening here in Arlington is part of a larger story that's happening across Virginia. New census numbers show more people are moving from Virginia to other states than people from other states are moving here. It's a phenomenon people in the academic world call domestic out-migration, and this year marks the third consecutive year of out-migration in Virginia. Now, that's a new and unprecedented milestone. Hamilton Lombard, the Weldon Cooper Center for Public Service, says that trend is largely driven by Hampton Roads and Northern Virginia.
I wouldn't say what we're seeing with Hampton Roads is entirely new. But North Virginia is a much larger region, and we haven't seen anything like that recently. And that's really what's tipped the balance and pushed people out of the state.
Take Fairfax County, for example. Lombard says a few years ago, people leaving Fairfax County might move to nearby Clark County or Frederick County.
And now they're leaving the state altogether, so you're not having as much growth there. And those people, instead of leaving Fairfax, going to Clark or Frederick, are going to places like Charlotte or Houston.
Jeanette Chapman at George Mason University says the main reason Virginia is losing residents to other states is the lack of jobs. She points out that between 2011 and 2014, Virginia fell from 17th in job growth to 49th in job growth.
Which is a huge decrease in such a short amount of time. And so that also seems to correlated with when the domestic out-migration started to occur.
But here's the kicker. Despite out-migration, Virginia's population is increasing. That's because even though the state is losing people to Florida and Texas, immigrants keep arriving here from places like China and India.
While Virginia has lost residents to elsewhere within the U.S., on a net basis, it's actually gained in more than that loss from international migration.
On the playground of Freedom Hill Elementary School in Tyson's Corner, those numbers about international migration are not just statistics. State Delegate Mark Keem points to a woman wearing a hijab walking a group of school kids.
Every single one of the kids that she's with, maybe 5, 6, 7-year-old kids, are Arab American or Asian American. I don't see any blonde kids here, and not to say that that's the indication in any way, but the fact that we are seeing a generational divide, I think, is a part of the story.
Keem says he's seen a dramatic shift in this neighborhood since he first ran for office back in 2009. While campaigning for Hillary Clinton last year, he noticed several blocks where every house had an immigrant family.
It's amazing. There are streets where I would go knock on doors, literally door to door to door to door, and I would run into just about everybody from the same ethnic background, whether they're from the Middle East or from East Asia or South Asia.
So will this trend continue? Quentin Kidd at Christopher Newport University says that might depend on the federal budget.
If President Trump really does increase the defense budget by $54 billion, which is what he's proposed, we may see this out-migration pattern reverse itself within a year or two.
Whatever the reason for out-migration, it's a trend that's becoming increasingly alarming. Nobody wants to live in a state in decline, and experts say the only way to bring people back is also the most obvious. Bring new jobs, and the people will follow. I'm Michael Pope.